Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
Former Governor Brian Schweitzer was famous for saying that lobbyists control legislators by plying them with thick steaks and fine whiskey. This may have been based on his own experience, but in my experience, he couldn't be further from the truth. Rather than thick steaks and fine whiskey, the reality is more on the order of cheese balls and chicken wings eaten with a toothpick from a paper plate while standing in a crowded room. This is the perfect description of a legislative reception, and legislators can receive invitations to as many as 4 or 5 receptions each night. While not very elegant, these receptions do serve a very important purpose. They bring together diverse groups of legislators who might not otherwise ever have a chance to talk. You see, politics is about 80% relational. You don't get bills passed simply because you're right on an issue. You pass bills by talking with your opponents and convincing them that yours is a good idea. The only problem is that the system has become far too adversarial. Freshman legislators come out of the election cycle beat up, wounded, and on the fight. What they need are senior legislators who are statesmen to take them aside, calm them down, and teach them that Republicans really can become friends with Democrats and vice versa. This doesn't happen during debate on the floor of the House or Senate. It happens after hours at receptions. It's important to understand that while you may vehemently disagree on a matter of policy, everyone is entitled to their opinion. To become statesmen, legislators have to learn that it's okay to passionately debate an issue on the floor, then have an agreeable conversation with your opponent later that evening at a reception, and then come back and pick up the debate where you left off the following day. I know it sounds schizophrenic, but it's really not. If you can't learn to leave the debate on the floor, then you just stay angry all the time and never accomplish anything. Another benefit of receptions is that they act as a communications hub between the House and the Senate, and between members of each body that serve on different committees. Although they work on the same bills, representatives and senators may never see each other throughout the day. Receptions give them a chance to come together to discuss particular bills that may have cleared one House and are on the way to the other. It's important to remember that while the legislative branch is autonomous within the three branches, the House and Senate are autonomous entities within the legislative branch. And while they each have their own chambers, their own set of rules, and their own separate traditions, they eventually need to come together to present a united front to the other two branches. Members of the House and Senate leadership usually meet every day, but it's important for the rank and file to get together as well. And with the hectic pace of a legislative session, the only place to do that is informally at legislative receptions. While it may seem glamorous to be invited to reception after reception, the truth is, it's not. They grow old quickly, and by the end of the session, it's hard to get legislators to attend. They're so tired and worn out mentally that they would gladly trade the cheese balls, chicken wings, and loud conversations of a reception for a bowl of ice cream, some peace and quiet, and the Andy Griffith Show at home. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.